year, we got home. You know, we had gotten, told him he wanted to meet with him, and I asked him to get here as early as he could. And I'm sure the matter was mine, so he didn't mind. Well, then you go ahead. I just wanted him to come, away from him. I told you this for you. I do not want to be in a position where we have asked him something about that.
Right.
Maybe I will. You'll pitch it, but I think I'm going to ask anyone.
No.
To see what it is. I got to get into this whole recruiter thing.
Yeah.
Well, you get an recruiter thing, but I think what I was going to say, we've got to really know what he thinks about the jury or the grand jury. That's just an idea. Also, if you could get into the business thing about what he sees on the poster. I gave a little more thought to that. I think Colter, maybe, and we've got to admit it, I think that he is overdoing being a bit on that surgery, but I don't think Dean, there's never any involved in Dean telling anybody to get surgery, Dean is often careful on that. I think that's what he's talking about.
I think that's on that.
Just solid basis, I think that's right. There is certainly potential problem in that area. However, in that, a gooder is a weak lead.
Yes.
And you get to the question
of whether he would have
to admit. He would have to admit that he did go through a question and
answer session.
Prep session with the gooder.
That's right.
And then it would be the question of
whether or not
the doctor can screw this 90-way counseling of the burden.
Unless the recruiter gets their territory to turn. The other thing is that whether Mitchell is an expert on the Department of Justice and so forth, and right and so forth. See, what I'm getting at here is that trying to think on what can be done. I don't want any grants on anything. I've decided that I'd say something else. I think that Colson may have one point that we probably have money back and gotten already can.
Well,
the only problem we've got there is to see the power cop and the others saying what the hell is the matter with what you're handing.
Anybody out here? But did you see the Post story? The Jules Woodcover story?
No.
Front page of the Post. He surveyed everybody he could find across the country in the way of Republican state chairman and Senate campaign committee leaders and the ticket sellers for the dinners and all that. And all those people say absolutely no problem. Nobody has any interest in the Watergate. You talk to the pollsters. Oliver Quayle says nobody gives a damn about the Watergate. Matt Sinlinger says where it used to be and during the election, only about 10% was the highest it ever got. They say Watergate was a big issue. Now it's 2 or 3%. He said, we just can't find anybody who's interested. Here's a big story bouncing that we're all absorbed in yesterday. And you look at the networks last night. One network had about 20 seconds
on Watergate.
Well, that's because of what they use.
Well,
there must have been
they hammered a hell out of Ziggler.
Maybe in the hammered Ziggler had hung in.
Well,
but all of this, every one of them ran 6 or 8 minutes at POWs last night. The big lead story is that POWs are coming home again.
Like that.
You see them.
Understand.
And the Post on its editorial page has a thing blasting a whole column on their media and analyst guy, blasting Dash for months running around having press conferences and saying apparently the Senate isn't going to be the place where we're going to find get the truth about why his airplane was in.
Of course, it's interesting today that the Senate was going to hear from court in executive session.
That's right.
That's interesting. I want you to go over that with the picture we're going to have about the executive session.
Yeah, I think we're wrong.
Yeah. My view is interested. What I would like to offer here is, and I think we've got to have a deal where it's this, in effect, to show that we're cooperating, that's what power wants, that's what white wants. Why not offer an informal session like we, so that, so say, look, we don't want to break the thing with Kissinger and Rasmussen. At Blair House, the whole committee, they can have, and they can take sworn testimony from any member of the staff they want, but it must be on an informal basis. See what I mean? All we want to do is to avoid the break over of the president of a formal session at the Congress. Let's say Kissinger's never done that. You know what I mean? And so forth and so on.
Yeah.
Well, there's a tenor's concern here. Tenors feel strongly that we can make that kind of a deal without a good deal of trouble. He comments for 20 years. Just we don't give that much away. Who can make the deal? That's the point. Well, Bill thinks he could. He thinks, you know, as this other personal guy, maybe he should do it. I will think about that. Would you pick the bell? Have you ever been able to check for the writer? No. I'm going to get my own hair of the important shirt. But the other thing I had found was, I decided we'd better run that into a patch and a big story. I will blow that. Give the FBI a credit. Not a chance. They cost them that. What do you think?
Then send the card, and what's he doing?
The card, and we have done it. We better move on before that. The last time quiet for the card. Now I'll build the case. Because he never confessed to them. And did you get the word to the other thing about it? Thinking of the offensive on a few things. On the declassification of everything over 10 years, that's going to move fast. But, and not just through exclusives, but life. Remember that was like John and the other one on that important on Bay of Pigs. Just get the damn thing out of the Houston in there. That's going to be quite a hell of a story on a few little morsels. You agree? It also gets in the DM murder, the whole damn thing. Now the war's over, and they're not going to take Henry's crap. Henry's a little involved in that himself. That's why he doesn't want some of this classified. But I was thinking of that. I think your recollection of why you're right is that he got the money. I don't know. The problem is, I think we should try to cut a deal with her. I just have that feeling. Let me put it this way. The objection to the president here, basically, on the White House rap, is that we aren't cooperating. Now, that's a bad rap, Bob. It is a bad rap, isn't it? Yes, it is. But it's going to hang on. But not if we make a deal with the Senate. You have a point?
Probably not. It certainly knocks a big chunk of the process.
But then they say, well, what more do you want? See, that's my whole point. Okay, and I think Mitchell's getting at that, too, in a sense. Now, maybe they'd be doing it first to have Misery Loves Company. Okay, so now would you go over, you meet with him, and run over the whole deal, and maybe just you and he and I on the phone. Okay. I run by him this idea that criminal lawyer business, everything, but I was thinking a little more, too, because I was working last night. It is true of me in spades. I must not get dug down deep into this sort of thing. Now, one thing that we've got to recognize too, that I think you, that you realize that it's nothing to do with enormously good qualities, but what they make them realize is that there's you've got to try to be in charge of all this. You will never keep anything for me, but I need to know. But in terms of a PR reaction, John Irwin's reactions are not good. Now that wounded me thing was a very bad suggestion yesterday, as I looked at it perspective today. It is plus it's one that winning is not very likely to take place. And why they don't get the White House into something, I'm going to understand. What I'm suggesting is stay out of it. And why I'm not referring to the police so much if I have the idea of that the device of looking for the enemy to get out of it is probably going to work. And if you look back over our successes over the years, say on the other side, John, if you're talking through a maid somewhere, so I understand. The point is, everybody makes a mistake, but the thing that you avoid, which is very important for me, avoid him. I've got a dope a lot to do it. Like, if I decide to go over to Trader Vic's and have it, don't worry about whether you're going to get a bad card, but I just go that way. Now, if somebody had suggested that, it would have been a bad idea. The fact that it was done without anybody knowing it made it a good idea. Do you think we've got to watch that in this case?
Absolutely.
I think Coulson is correct in one sense. That's why you're talking with Mitchell on it. I'm not looking for something that is sort of a big play in order to settle this thing. Not that they're going to settle it. They're going to be crapping around on it for a long time. If I'm looking for something that at this time, that once and for all, the president can get up and have press conferences and say, we are cooperating in China. China committee is going to hear the great one from here. We are cooperating now. And then, when you get in with the grand jury or the general committee, it's complete goddamn privilege. That's the way I think of it. I don't know how you follow through, but I come down pretty hard.
I did that.
Or you maybe come to another point.
No, and that's so strong that John fell off on his bill yesterday. Don't have a sentence last night, but just this whole, because he raised a question. He said, I'm staying out of this, and I just want to be sure that's what you want me to do. That if you want me to help, I certainly am willing to be anxious to help in any way I can. He said, I think we're getting a bad rap of on the hill. I didn't realize how intense it is, but these guys, lovely stuff and all that, but they are disturbed, and they are.
Chicago is not cooperating with Hill
because it appears to them that the only real reason for non-cooperation is that we have something to cover up. Now, we can call it bluff on that, whether they buy it or not, by saying we will cooperate. He was astonished. I said, well, it's conceivable to me that we. He said maybe we could get them to send a lawyer down to take non-recorded and non-sworn statements. He says, I think that would help. I said, well, why not just have the whole committee come down, sit in the Roosevelt Room or over Blair House or something, or at Blair House, and with their counsel,
say that this is a recorder. The way that I would do it with the, like they said, this is the Kissinger pattern. And we went this way, we have no problem on the phone.
Except Kissinger, they didn't make a record again.
What is it?
Surely.
They didn't make a record. We don't care.
I don't care
about that. And Kissinger never said a damn thing in there that it couldn't be recorded. Any of them, they can get done. We can say you can make a record, and that's the way we'll do it in the future. Because then, when you're off, see, the point is, the thing about the beauty of the Kissinger meeting is they're off now. And he could say, gentlemen, I don't want to answer that, or I do want to answer that. See? And that's what you need for a White House. That's what you cannot have before a committee.
You need some control. You go up there,
you have no control. The other thing, Bob, we've got to get out some sort of the report to me. I just think we have to. Don't you think so? Well, I don't know. You're breaking.
I'm not sure we do.
I used to think we did.
Well, maybe not.
But I was thinking,
well, he's enough discredited that the Dean report really doesn't mean anything anyway.
And I think you cooperating with the people who are looking into it.
You've already said you have the Dean report.
Yeah.
The problem I was thinking about to give some the powers and press.
I guess the powers and press are really complaining about the committee. Then let's curse that oil now. Now that they stood there, and then we could say either do that or the president is not going to take it. You'll have to go to the courts. How much do you want? You want this or you want that? Okay, fine. All right, good luck.